If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Humble and Hungry. I'm your friend, Natalie Pouchet. Welcome back. Oh, my goodness. We're doing a solo episode today because there is just too much to catch you guys up on. We just got back from Yellowstone. I am so tired, but I don't have time to be tired because I have about less than 48 hours before I have to jump on a plane and go to the south of France. So there's that. I have to unpack, wash, pack, repack. And then do 84 other things in between, which is so crazy, right? Because, you know, it's so fun, I have to say, like traveling and getting out there. But like, you know, the airports and the flying and the adjusting and like the setting up and the like, there's also other things that are really not glamorous to traveling, but nonetheless feel very, very, you know, just grateful for the entire thing and we're excited about it. But it is definitely freaking exhausting. So, all right, so let me walk you through Yellowstone. So we had this trip planned for a while, right? Riley's brother and his wife and two kids who are older boys. They're like in their teenagers, but they had already planned this for a while. So we already knew this trip was coming. And then South of France sort of just popped up and then Mexico popped up and sort of added that. But this trip in particular was really important for Riley because it was obviously going to be with his family. He just loves his brother to death. And so anytime he gets to spend with him, he's just like elated. And so we were excited about it also because, you know, Riley was born in Montana. He had done this trip like through Yellowstone, had never stayed in Yellowstone growing up, but would always drive through. So he has like a lot of memories there. And he really wanted just to show Piper like sort of the outdoors and, you know, not just the city life, you know? So we ended up going and we flew out there. We had a stop. So we flew from LAX. I'm sorry, Orange County, not LAX, Orange County, and flew into Vegas and then Vegas to Montana and then drove into Wyoming, into Yellowstone. So I have to say the packing and all that, like we did everything carry on because it was the easiest thing to do. Checking in, like if I have to check in, I will, but I much prefer just to have like my things with me at all times. I don't care if I have to like rewear something. I just rather carry it on. So that's sort of what we did. We packed two bags. I got all of our crap in two bags. A lot of questions on like what we wore. Right now in the time, it was like some days were hot, some days were rainy, some days were freezing, some days like it was sort of all over the place. So it's all about layers. I did a lot of just Lululemon pants or like the Amazon dupe ones, those pants. And then what I did to layer, like at night, I would throw on like my Vuori joggers and it was perfect. I did not need more. I did not need less. It was awesome. A hiking shoe and then just like a sort of a day shoe. Day meaning like a tenny, but like doesn't have to have that much grip. But if you're going to go hiking, definitely do a hiking shoe. And then just like a like workout, like tops that you can again layer. So I would do like, you know, a just like a sports bra. And then I would add on like a almost like a thermal, like long sleeve, and then like double my jackets if it was freezing. But again, it was really like perfect. And then obviously from now on it's gonna just be hot. But highly, highly recommend layers. I think that's the way to go, especially because the nights get super, super cold. So we came in through the west side, and then drove sort of through because we stayed at the Old Faithful Inn, which I have to say was absolutely beautiful. The rooms are older. Like, everything is just old. So you have to sort of just plan for that. I mean, if you're bougie, then, you know, this trip probably ain't for you. But the first place, yeah, so Old Faithful Inn, it was very cool. It was, it's the oldest hotel and building out there. I think it was only like 50 people that worked on the entire thing, but the whole thing is, I mean, all, it's like all lumber, it's like all wood, and it just, it's like a lodge kind of cabin, and oh, it's so, so cool. But again, the rooms are super old, and yeah, it's a little squeaky. It looks a little haunted. And actually, now thinking about it, you could hear like every single sound, and like the piping, like the water piping, you would hear it at night, like randomly come on. Yeah, you know, there was a few things, but it was pretty overall. I have to say, because then the second night, the second and third night, we stayed at the Canyon Lodge, and they're like cabins. And I don't know, it wasn't as great. It didn't have as much just charm to it, I would say. And unfortunately, everyone was super understaffed, so it was kind of a shit show. Instead of checking in at 4, I think we didn't get in until like about 7 into our room. So I think we got like a 20% off, but it was sort of a shit show, I'm not gonna lie. I just felt really bad for all of them though. I mean, they were just, you could tell everyone was very frazzled. I have to say, like, not many nice people out there. Like, everywhere we went, everyone had attitude. And I don't know if it was just, again, because everyone was just super overwhelmed, but not, it was not a friendly experience, I have to say, unfortunately. But good thing is that you're really just in your car the entire freaking time. So we rented a car at the airport when we got into Montana, drove in through Wyoming, and then made our way into the park and drove around. I had zero idea what to expect. Like, I really didn't know what going to Yellowstone meant. I'm like, what are we doing? Like, do we just drive all day? Like, do we stop? Are we like, is there a town? Like, I don't know. I guess I really just couldn't grasp the idea of what we were doing. And so once we did it, I was like, oh, okay, I get it. So if you're planning a trip or want to plan a trip, this is basically what it is. You rent a car. And I got a car seat at it. I didn't bring my own car seat because I'll tell you why. Well, I'll tell you why right now. Too much to travel with. And she's not a baby anymore. We don't need to travel with a massive ass car seat. We are very minimalist. We will rent things and like, I don't know. We are very, very minimal. And we will figure it out when we get there. I feel like as long as I have the basics, I'm good. So we drove around. Like, once we got through the park, you basically just drive around and you have a map. You definitely need a map because there's zero service out there. And if you get lost, I mean, you'll probably find your way. But like, we met a few people that were lost up there and it was kind of scary. Like, they didn't know where the hell they were going and they didn't have their phones and their phones were dead. Like, you know, you gotta like be prepared. Take your chargers, you know, have walkie-talkies if you're going to have multiple cars. That really, really saved us because, you know, if one car wanted to stop and see all the bison that were walking by, or, you know, there's a bunch of like little like turnouts or whatever they're called, where you basically can just like pull over and like go and sightsee and whatnot. But that's all it is. You basically are just driving through majestic, beautiful, serene, like gorgeous views. And there's like hillsides and there's geysers, which I thought was a bird, but it's not. It's just these like smoking. That's what was it? It's just like, it's basically, I mean, okay, well, first of all, I didn't know that Yellowstone was basically the largest volcano in the northern region. Anyone else know that? I didn't know that. Riley was like, yeah, I didn't really want to tell you until we got here. I was like, oh, so this is basically, we're just on a massive volcano. He's like, yeah. So the bottom sort of levels of the ground are hot as shit, and it's basically lava and it's boiling. And so that's why you get all the geysers. And honest, but they're beautiful. And honestly, it looks like it's like you're walking on Mars. It's wild. And there's certain parts. So like where we entered the park, that's where all the geysers really are. And then once you start going and driving, you start to see different valleys and you start to see like, so like in the beginning, there was a lot of bison. Well, there's bison everywhere and elk everywhere, at least during the time that we were there. And then as you drive, then you start to get into like where all the bears are. And then there's more like wolves and coyotes and foxes, a lot of geese. We saw a lot of geese, so like a lot of that. But like it actually is really stunning. And then in the park, I mean, look, don't shame me, but like it's a lot of hours in the car. So we had to basically take Piper out of the car seat. And I just strapped her in with me. And then just like you drive sort of slow through the park and you just sort of take it all in, pull over, you have a little lunch. And again, if with the walkie-talkies, you can sort of talk to each other and say, hey, like in the next, 20 minutes, let's pull over or let's do this. Hey, guys, there's this, there's bison on the left or whatever. If I hear bison one more fucking time, then I'm not going to lie. I'm going to go crazy. And Riley was like, oh, look at that lonesome bison. I'm like, oh, don't tell me about any more bison. I don't care about bison. Unless they're doing something cool, I don't care. Don't tell me. I don't care about the elk. I get it. Like, I want to see something different. There's just so many. And then once you're with Riley and, like, the huddled stands, they're like, oh, there's a bird. And I'm like, I don't care about the bird. But we did see a lot of cool bison, like, sort of walking across the street and whatever. Now talking about it, it's not as great. But Piper was so fantastic. The first night, she did not do great. She like needed Riley to sleep with her. And I was like, this is really not going to work. And then finally we had a conversation with her of like, we're on vacation. This is fun and you're safe and you're going to be in a different bed, but in the same room, and like sort of had to like talk her through the whole process. Because it's, she had to really like adapt to the whole thing. And she did, honestly, she really did. The peeing situation and like the potty situation is a whole other thing. So she's fully potty trained. So it's not like I'm going to be carrying like a little potty with us. Although I guess if you're in the middle of potty training, this would not be the trip to do, because all you're doing is basically driving in the car and just driving around for hours on end. So it was a lot of like peeing in the porta potties, which are disgusting. It was a lot of peeing in the woods. My biggest fear of Piper having to poop in the woods and in like the porta potty things came true. It was so disgusting. I basically had to like levitate her over the potty as I squatted and hoped that I didn't get pee or poop on me or on her. It was just it was a thing. It was a thing, but it was very, very cool. I'm just telling myself it was very, very cool to experience that. Not really. But you know what? We did it. And she was a badass and so was I. Okay, I want to talk about something that saved me through the night in Yellowstone. And that was bringing my hatch. But not just my regular hatch. It's the hatch second gen. It's the Rest second generation. I'm telling you, this thing saved me. So she normally has it on in her room, but I thought, you know what? She needs something that's like familiar to her and that's going to sort of wipe depending on like what kind of hotel we're staying in. There could be a lot of noises, and sure enough there was. So when we set this thing up, we literally plugged it in. It has access to our Bluetooth and everything, all the same settings, and it worked like a charm, and Piper was fantastic sleeping. Well, night two through, two, three, four, but she was fantastic, and it was all because of this hatch. And this new and improved second generation hatch, Rest, makes sleep better and more magical for your entire family. The all-in-one Hatch Rest is a smart sleep device with a sound machine and a nightlight that grows with your kids. And let me tell you, it has changed our life. Right now, Hatch is offering our listeners up to 15% off your purchase of a Hatch Rest and free shipping at hatch.co/humble. So if you're ready to improve your sleep for your kids and yourself, go to hatch.co/humble to get up to 15% off and free shipping. That's hatch.co/humble.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so the last night we stayed at the Dreamcatcher teepees. And this is basically right outside of the park. And I have to say, the northern part of the park is where I want to come back to. It was so stunning. It's what you think of Yellowstone. It is, there's more to do. You can take rafts out there. You can zip line. You can, like, there's so many more adventures and it's just so stunning. I just feel like that's the way to go, in my opinion. If you want to get out there, obviously do the whole park, but like the northern is just hands down gorgeous. And so, the Dreamcatcher place. So it's in Gardner and it's called Dreamcatcher Teepee Hotel. And it basically is about 17 teepees, all sort of separated by a good distance. You have your own little fire pit and they have like a little, they have a little area for like breakfast that they serve between like 7 and 10. And it's all complimentary. It's like a little, not even continental. It's just like, you know, well, continental. It's your yogurts, your cereals, you know, your fruits and whatever. But it was perfect. And so you have 17 little teepees. And then you have this this other little area where they have like games and they have like, you know, cornhole and you can barbecue. And then inside the little tented sort of reception area, they have like big Jenga and board games and whatnot that you can also grab. But they have fire pits everywhere. They do s'mores from like 8 to 10. It is awesome. And honestly, I cannot wait to go back. I cannot wait to stay there again. Inside the teepees, there are two beds. They are fully insulated for the most part. They're fully insulated. And I have to say, it was really peaceful. The beds are very short. I have to say that. Forgot about that. Beds are very, very short. So if you have a tall dude, that's not going to work. Riley had to like sort of just really snuggle me. I guess that would be the only shitty part. But God, it's so fun. Like it is so, so fun. And for the kids too, they can like run around. It was awesome. There are no private bathrooms. It's sort of like communal. It's kind of like when you go camping as a kid, which I never did. I feel like this is the equivalent, like an adult version. And it kind of makes me remember like that movie with Lindsay Lohan. What is it? You guys know what I'm talking about, when she goes to camp. It is exactly that, but just like an adult version, a bougie glamping version. But the bathrooms are beautiful and there's showers. It's a shower, a toilet, a sink, a mirror, and a little hamper, and then some towels in there. And you also have towels in your teepees. But I have to say the entire experience was really, really cool. There was heaters in there and there was a fan depending on the time of year that you go. And it wasn't that loud. Like once I was a little worried, I was like, oh shoot, like you're going to hear everybody outside. But I mean, maybe the time we went, it was not rowdy. So it got quiet. Like it was really quiet. And honestly, it was louder at the Old Faithful Inn the first night than it was this night. So it was super, super cool. And then you can like sort of sit there and you're surrounded by mountains. And so you can just like get your binoculars or whatever your setup is, and you can look at all the animals in the in the mountains. It was just, it was so serene. It was so beautiful. Highly recommend it. I don't really, we did s'mores one night. We had like these like little mini s'more kits that we brought. It was very cute. There was this little one. I think they got it from Target. They brought it for Piper, but it's like this little baggie of mini crackers, mini chocolates, and then mini marshmallows with like these like tiny little sticks and like a little like a little tea light candle. So we just lit the little candle. That way she didn't have to do like a full-blown s'more. And she had a great little time with her little s'more making. Definitely bring, you know, a little iPad, some games, coloring books, you know, things like that. Because again, a lot of car rides, bring a lot of snacks, a lot of, you know, drinks. We brought like a little cooler in the car to just like grab, you know, drinks while we're driving and make little sandwiches and whatnot. So definitely I would say come prepared, dress appropriately, and make sure you have a map. Do your research before you go. There was definitely a lot of like random beautiful, like we went to this beautiful waterfall. So definitely like look to see what like the must, like what the musts are. Like if you love geysers, definitely go to the, you know, all the geysers, like the biggest geyser. So yeah, definitely do a little research, get your maps going and in place. Bring your cameras for sure. If you have like a nicer camera, and that's it. And sort of just be prepared to like go with the flow. You know, a lot of cars on the road, depending on where you are. Make sure you have a lot of gas because gas stations are very sort of sparse throughout the park. And that's it. But overall, great, great time. Riley and I feel like bonded really, really good and well with Piper. I think we were a little nervous about it. I had my first 2 days, she only wanted daddy and did not want mommy. And that really broke my heart. And I was like, at first I was like, oh good, now daddy gets to, you know, play with her. But then I was like, dude, you're like being mean to me. Like she like didn't want me in the pictures. I was like, bitch, what is happening with you? So that part sucked a little bit. And then she loved mommy again. So it was all good. But yeah, I definitely recommend it. We took also a little, like that, it goes on your shoulders. It's almost like a little carrying pack, and put Piper on our shoulders. Well, I didn't because she's heavy as heck, but Riley did. And he hiked with her on his shoulders the entire time. And it was, there were some gnarly hikes there, but I have to say, highly recommend it. Do not bring a stroller on those hikes, people. Some people were doing that and it was like, what are you doing? They regretted it hard. Do not bring a stroller on the hikes. Trust me. Just bring a pack, wear them on you if you can. And that's all I can say about that. Okay, enough about Yellowstone. That was it. So we basically got back last night. She did great on the flights. We brought a lot of like little coloring activity things, stickers, downloaded all her, you know, movies and everything. So she was set. She was so good on the plane. Her ears hurt a little bit because it was weirdly her right ear, which is not the one that's normally infected. But I think just because of the pressure and everything, but she was fine. It was like, oh, my ear hurts. And then she was good. So all of that, fantastic. And then we're basically home for now. Not even 48 hours, and we have to get everything ready because Riley and I are leaving to France. We're going to the south of France, and then we are popping over to Spain. And when I was checking the weather for France, it's raining. So I don't really know what to wear. Like I'm right now what does one wear in the south of France while it's raining? I don't know. And it's like probably cobblestones everywhere. So I'm probably going to do flats. But you know, things like that, that I'm like, I just want to make sure that I'm prepared for this trip. Also we got the itinerary because this is like a working thing for him. And it is like 2.5, almost 3 days, full blown. Like we arrive in south of France and we have basically 45 minutes to change once we get to the hotel to change and then go to this like event at night. And then the next day we wake up at 8:30. No, we have to be there by 8:30 and it is go, go, go all days. I think we're doing like, I think it's like the most expensive rosé in the world that we're going to go and taste and do all these, I know working, right? But we have to like go and it's, by the way, they think I'm a Somm. So I got to bullshit my way through the south of France in this event and act like I know about wine. Oh God, everyone, please just say a prayer for me. So we have all of that so we get there Thursday night. So Friday all day. I don't think we get back to the hotel until about 11:30 at night. It is like an all day thing. So again, I have no idea what to even pack for. I'm not prepared for this part. Saturday, same thing all day, 8 to 11 or whatever, midnight. And then I think Sunday morning, it's like the farewell. So, and then from there on Sunday, we are taking a train and we are going to Spain because Riley got into one of the best restaurants in the world, which is, again, this guy's got like a list of the best restaurants and that he wants to just check off. So we're slowly but surely getting there. It'll be interesting to see what that is like. But I'm very, very excited. So I have to go. My mind is a little frazzled and a little shot, but I do want to go live on Patreon while I'm out in France. So I'm going to have to figure that out. I'm taking all of my stuff so that we can record and I can show you guys around and talk to you guys in real time about how it's going out there. But yeah, I'm excited. My mother-in-law is actually going to come out and fly out here and stay with us. Well, stay here with Piper. My mom and her will sort of tag team and handle her. The good part is that, you know, we've done this before. We've left her before. We haven't left her this old. And she's really so like emotional and in tune with her feelings and, you know, just, I don't know. She's very vocal about how she feels about everything. And so it'll be interesting to see if she's, you know, emotional with us leaving or she's like, bye, mom and dad. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. But anyways, she'll be handled here. And then when we get back, we will be home for another 2 days. We get back on the 8th. And then we leave again on the 11th. And we go to Mexico for 2 weeks with my mom and Piper. And my cousin's coming. It'll be fun, but I'm already so exhausted. But it's going to be great. And I'm, again, very, very grateful. I hope that you guys are doing great. Yeah. Craziness. All right, guys. I love you. Thank you for just being on this whole crazy journey with me. I know I'm probably sort of out there and sporadic and I'm forgetting every single thing that I wanted to say. But here we are. Thank you guys. Love you. And I will see you all next week. Remember, stay humble and stay hungry.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.